Can you hear the Baywatch theme without picturing the opening credits of that? Frank, I love how you theme the music to the discussion. Always do a great job of that. So, yeah, we are heading into the May long weekend, which is historically a weekend when the weather, sometimes it heats up, sometimes it cooperates, sometimes it doesn't. But it is a weekend where people start thinking about summer. They think about the lake, the cabin, getting out on the water with the boat. All of that stuff is super important. And the fun, of course, is great. But there's always the element of, let's not forget some basic safety tips. Let's not forget about what we need to do to keep ourselves safe so that we can have an enjoyable summer. And that's where my next guest comes in. John Mazkow is the commanding officer, director of operations for Amphibious Response Support Unit 1. And he operates out of the provincial park down around Echo Lake area. And John joins me in studio today. John, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
John also possesses the world's most deadly radio voice. If you didn't already get that, you notice it there. But you brought a friend in with you today.
I did indeed. I've got my partner in crime, so to speak, Canine Gustav. Together we kind of make up part of the ARSU-1 team.
Yeah, so Canine Gustav is Saskatchewan's only active water rescue canine. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I look forward to, because I want to talk about, I know he's been deployed a number of times.
That's right. He has indeed.
We're going to get to that in just a second. How did you get into this line of work around water safety? Why is this important to you? Why is this your passion?
So many, many years ago, and I'm going back into the 80s, which kind of shows, tells a bit about how old I must be. But it was kind of interesting as I'd spent many years overseas and even as a teenager. And I did my first rescue at age 16.
Mm.
And
like was water rescue?
Water rescue, okay. Yes, indeed. And I guess long story short, if you ever have the opportunity to save a life in your lifetime, then it really gets to you. I mean, it's something that that becomes very important. Mm. And I use that to kind of start off my career.
Right. Well, so you and I bumped into each other when you were set up at the Sport and Leisure Show at Parkland in Saskatoon. I come walking through the show and I see you there and you said, "Hey, would you like to try the boat simulator?" Which was one heck of an experience. So I have my boating license. We have a family boat that we use on the lake. We have a cabin out by Sandy Beach, which is close to Katepwa. Yeah. But I got to tell you, that was a different experience. Let's talk about that simulator you've got.
Absolutely. So a few years ago, ARSU-1 managed to partner with global leaders in marine simulation technology, a company called Virtual Marine, mm-hmm. and they're based out of Newfoundland, and they've been doing this for a number of years, building simulators for the marine industry, for the marine environment, and deploying them around the world.
Right.
Some of the simulators that they have are actually at Coast Guard College, for example. And we started working together because we were looking for a solution in which we could train not only professionals, mm-hmm. First responders, law enforcement, but also looking at recreational boating training, because competency-based training is not part of the training that exists in Canada. Many Right. places around the world do have a practical element of training, but it's not done in Canada. And we thought, you know what, this could be the start of something really interesting.
Well, let me tell you, and I'm going to give you lots of support and endorsement for what you do, because I have my boater's license. In fact, I've got it a couple of times. I first got it a number of years ago. I redid it about 5 years ago, but I did it online, which is the way you do it in Canada. You pass the test, you answer the questions, pass the test, you're good to go. I sat in your simulator up in Saskatoon at that Sport and Leisure show. You change the conditions because you're surrounded by monitors, right? Screens. So you change the conditions at gloomy, lightning, windy waves. I was actually feeling seasick sitting in there because it is so real to life.
Indeed.
It's crazy. So that to me has to be a really beneficial part of getting your boating license and boating safety in general if you can spend a little bit of time in that sort of an environment.
Well, that's right. And the fact is, when we think about boating, we look at a typical sunny day where there's very little wind, maybe just a gentle breeze mm-hmm. out. And that's typically not when incidents and accidents actually happen on our lakes.
Right.
Things start to take a turn, or can take a turn for the worse, when we start to get into those wavy conditions, or when the fog sets in, when we've got debris that as we're boating and we see debris in the water. And when those things happen, that's where you really need to be prepared better on how to handle that boat.
And it's a great example about you can do a test online, but that practical hands-on application. So can we go through your website if you want to book an opportunity to do some of this simulated training?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's arsu.ca.
That's correct.
And again, ARSU stands for Amphibious Response Support Unit. And John Mazkow, who is in studio with me, is the head of this great organization. We're glad to have you here. So, John, I want to talk about you do a lot of work when it comes to safety tips. What are some of the top mistakes when it comes to boating safety, particularly, that you see people make?
I would have to say, number one, preparation. People are really not prepared for the worst case scenarios. And I think that applies across the board in anything. People are driving their vehicle. They're not really prepared. What happens if something goes really bad?
Right.
Well, in the water, when things go bad, of course, we don't see what's under the water. We don't have a designated roadway that we're kind of staying on. There's conditions that we're not used to, and we have such a short span in the summer period that we're out on the water. We can't really prepare for. We're not constantly working on our skills.
I was going to say, we don't get our routine down. So some of this, I'm guessing, is preparation even before you get that boat off the trailer and into the water.
That's right. Exactly.
Can you give us some tips of some things that people should be thinking about?
Absolutely. So before your boat goes in the water, it's really worthwhile having a good look around that boat. Having a look on the outside, making sure you've got your drain plug, and that is a typical
I've learned one. That the hard way. Yes, okay.
We do respond to a number of situations out on the lake where people forget to put their drain plug in. They're a couple hundred yards in the lake, and all of a sudden they notice that they're up to their knees in water, and now they need some help. Another one that we see is weather forecast.
Mm.
Weather can change very quickly, and around the water, that can mean waves can creep up on you. You can have a change in wind direction, mm-hmm. currents. Knowing where it's actually safe to boat, really important things, and knowing your boat. And then, of course, knowing your safety equipment, because it's not enough to have the safety equipment on board. If you don't know how to use it, it's really not going to do you much good.
Right. Is that part of the training that you do?
That's correct. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So again, the website, if you're interested, is arsu.ca. And John Mazkow is my guest, commanding officer, director of operations for Amphibious Response Unit, Response Support Unit 1. How do people get a hold of you if they need your service? Do you work collaboratively with the police, for example?
We do. Yeah. So first responders and our police of jurisdictions, depending on where we are, typically we're in the Echo Valley. So I guess number one, if there is a danger to life or a danger to injury, an incident that requires immediate assistance, it's a 911 call.
Sure
it's a no-brainer. It's got to be done the same way you would report anything that is of that urgency. With our work, we would be then dispatched by our partners, and that could be law enforcement, that could be our first responder partners, fire and rescue, conservation officers. And they'll ask us to assist and to play a role, whether it's a support role or whether it's going to be first on scene. And then we'll provide our services.
Right.
I think the biggest thing that we do, which differentiates us from a straightforward response unit, is we actually conduct safety patrols. And we intervene before a lot of the incidents turn into 911 calls.
Right.
And that is that's one of our biggest strengths. So if we can spot something in its infancy, deal with it on site, and not allow it to become a 911 call, not allow it to become a tragedy, we've done our job.
I love the proactive nature of that. John Mazkow is my guest, commanding officer and director of operations for Amphibious Response Support Unit 1. And again, the website is arsu.ca. Okay, Gustav is who we're going to meet next. He is joining us in studio. Canine Gustav is Saskatchewan's only active water rescue canine. I look forward, John, to you sharing some stories and deployments of what it looks like getting Gustav involved in saving people's lives. So we'll be back with John here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Yes, a walking bird dog.
Welcome back. John Mazkow is my guest, commanding officer, director of operations with Amphibious Response Support Unit 1. They do incredible work when it comes to teaching boater safety. They've got a great, absolute, incredible simulator if you want to check that out. But they also provide response, and that's where my next guest comes in, although Gustav won't be joining us on the microphone. Canine Gustav is Saskatchewan's only active water rescue canine. Amazing. Tell me a little bit about this dog and what he can do.
Absolutely. Well, a number of years ago, we were looking to incorporate something, I guess, some new elements within the unit, and doing some research on water rescue dogs, brought together Canine Gustav, and we were able to start work with him, finding a breeder that that was able to provide us with a great working dog, and along came Gustav. Yeah. And 6 years later, he's
what kind of dog is he?
He's a Portuguese water dog.
Yeah, yeah. So, can you tell me a little bit about what he does? I know you've deployed him a number of times.
Indeed. So, Canine Gustav has a couple of different roles. Number one, when we're conducting safety patrols, when we're out on the water, he'll observe, and if he notices something out of the ordinary, he will definitely let me know. He will signal that there's something that's not right,
right,
whether that's a medical call or whether that's someone in trouble in the water. Now, in the deployments that we've had, and we've had four successful deployments so far in his career, typically he'll notice something, we'll make a decision, or if it's just myself with him, there's a decision that's made. Are we going to go into the water? Is Gustav going to go in? Gustav will then head out. He'll be all set up with his flotation vest, with a safety line, and being deployed, he will swim out to the person in trouble, the victim, and then swim back with them.
And so they'll be on the line.
Correct. We usually do online work as well, just in case canine and the victim are in trouble and we need to give that extra assistance.
Wow. And so you've successfully deployed Gustav.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yes. Number of times.
The people must be just so appreciative of.
It is. And these things happen so quickly that it's unbelievable. You know, within a few minutes, we have a victim that was in the water that was struggling, and then they're already on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're providing them with that additional support. So he does a wonderful job in this. And
we took a picture. I know there's going to be people saying, I want to see. So we did take a picture. We'll put it up on the Evan Bray Show Facebook page. But thank you for bringing. Is there a lot of training involved in
Absolutely.
Getting Gustav ready?
Training is ongoing. And we've had tremendous support from a number of folks, both in the Portuguese water dog breeding
community,
as well as our first responder and law enforcement partners that have added on to that training. Wow. So thanks a lot to all the people. They know who they are. Thank you for helping us out.
Okay, we've only got a couple minutes left, and there's a few things I want to touch on. How are you funded?
Well, our funding is private donations and corporate
so
donations.
So you don't get government funding or anything?
No, we do not. Not at this time.
So if people are interested in seeing the value in what you do, I'm guessing the website is a good place to go.
Indeed. And they can reach out to us.
ARSU.ca. You've got a student volunteer program this summer.
We do. We're welcoming secondary and post-secondary students that are 16 and over to learn about boating safety, to learn about the work that we do, And to help us out as student volunteers out on our lakes, and help us provide the services that we offer.
Boating inspections, things like that.
That's correct. Something that we do.
Okay. And lastly, I want to talk about this pamphlet. So I've hung on to this. You gave me this at the Sport and Leisure Show, but there's a big Echo Lake Plywood Regatta coming up early July. What is this all about?
Yes. So a number of years ago, we were looking at a way on how we could, promote boating safety to anyone who wants to come out to the lake, and we came up with the Plywood Regatta and Waterfest idea. Yeah. And this is our third year that this is going to be going on. It's our third annual event. Happens on the 5th of July. Mm-hmm. We open up to the public at 11 a.m. and go on until about 6 p.m. That day, with over 50 events, activities, and demonstrations going on. All the usual stuff, including all the food trucks and just a great place to be.
Does it cost?
There is no cost to get in. You just need to pay your park fee to get into the park, and then that's it. We'll be down at Echo Lake.
So this is in Echo Lake Beach area.
That's right.
So at Echo Lake Park on July the 5th, and it starts up at 11 o'clock?
That's correct. And we also would welcome anyone that wants to enter a team. We have a couple positions left if somebody wants to enter a
team. Can they find out through your website?
Absolutely. That's the place to do it.
ARSU.ca. Again, John Mazkow is my guest, Commanding Officer, Director of Operations, Amphibious Response Support Unit 1, and Canine Gustav, both joining me in studio. This has been outstanding, John. I appreciate the work you do. This is a bit of a niche area. You've carved out, you've got a passion for it, and you are absolutely making a difference, so we appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having us, Evan. Really appreciate it, and thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you at the regatta.
Looking forward to it.
July the 5th. Well, we'll continue on with our long weekend theme coming up. What is there to do on the long weekend? The CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan has some ideas. That's where we go next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.